Blog Talk Radio.
The world waits for a miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel. The child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you so much for taking time out to be with me on tonight. I truly appreciate it. I pray that you will be blessed by the word of the Lord on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, Lord God, that it will be clear to your people, Lord God. Each scripture that I read on tonight, Lord God, let it penetrate their hearts, Lord God. Let them understand the scripture, Lord God. Let them apply the scripture to their lives, Lord God, that they may do better and be better in 2015, Lord God. Help me to do exactly what you instructed me to do on tonight, Lord God, that you may get all the glory, Lord God. Not me, but you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight is a special show. It's almost Christmas time, which means our Savior is officially about to be born. I know he's already here with us, but he's about to enter the earth again. Can't you feel his presence? They say that this is giving season, but the reason people feel so freely in giving during this season is because of Jesus. They can feel his love. They can feel his presence. They just don't know what it is. But, of course, we know. That's the beautiful thing about being saved. We know. On tonight, I'm going to do things a little bit differently than I normally would do them under the instructions of God. He told me on tonight to just read you all some scriptures from different topics. I have 25 topics, and I will be sharing scriptures from each one. Pray that you will be blessed. And if you don't have any paper or anything near you, don't worry about it. If you're following me on Twitter or Facebook, or if you're in the mentorship program, you will have access to these scriptures. If you're in the mentorship program, it will be in your email. And if you're following me on Twitter and Facebook, I will be posting them there. So don't worry about it. It's too many scriptures to try to write down at once anyway. The topics range from finances, favor, fear, anger, worry, marriage, relationships, and so on and so forth. So if you hear a scripture that blesses you on tonight, just take it in and receive it and say, yes, Lord, that is for me, and I receive it. I had to title tonight's message something on behalf of Blog Talk Radio. So it's entitled Word Deposit. Depositing the Word of God into your spiritual bank. I need to let you know that scriptures are taken from the NIV unless stated otherwise. Unless they are stated otherwise. Let's begin. Number one, finances. The wicked borrow and pay not again, for they may not be able. But the uncompromisingly righteous deal kindly and give, for they are able. That's Psalms 37 and 21, Amplified Bible. Honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency from righteous labors, and with the first fruits of all your income, so shall your storage places be filled with plenty, and your vats shall be overflowing with new wine. Proverbs 3 and 9, also verse 10. So that's Proverbs 3 and 9 through 10, Amplified Bible. I found this verse the other day, and I really love it. It says, how abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you may bestow in the sight of all of those who take refuge in you. Psalms 31 and 19. Number two, favor. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Psalms 5 and 12. And remember I said if I don't call out what translation it is, it's automatically the NIV, unless otherwise stated. And once again, if you're just joining me, don't try to write the scriptures down. There are too many. If you're in the mentorship program, it will be in your email. If you're following me on Twitter and Facebook, I will be posting them there as well. It's my little Christmas gift to everybody. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Proverbs 3, verses 3 through 4, New Living Translation. My eyes shall look with favor. Because that is the second topic, favor. My eyes shall look with favor upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks blamelessly, he shall minister to me. Psalms 101, verse 6, Amplified Bible. Moving on. Number three, fear. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1 and 7, New Living Translation. Fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. Isaiah 41 and 10, Amplified Bible. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. I love that. That's Isaiah 43 and 1. You came near when I called you. You said, do not fear. a simple verse, but a powerful verse. Lamentations 3:57, New Century Version. Number 4, faith. Faith means being sure of the things we hope for and knowing that something is real, even if we do not see it. There's Hebrews 11:1, New Century Version. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17, New King James. I quote this verse a lot on Prolific Fire. According to your faith, be it unto you. Of course, you all know there's Matthew 9:29, King James Version. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Hebrews 11:6, Message Bible. 5, wisdom. Number 5, wisdom. If any of you need wisdom, you should ask God, and it will be given to you. God is generous and won't correct you for asking. James 1:5, Contemporary English Version. I thought this next scripture was interesting. It says, even wise people are fools if they let money change their thinking. Even wise people are fools if they let money change their thinking. Ecclesiastes 7:7, New Century Version. Knowledge begins with respect for the Lord, but fools hate wisdom and discipline. Proverbs 1:7, Contemporary English Version. The person with understanding is always looking for wisdom, but the mind of a fool wanders everywhere. Proverbs 17:24, New Century Version. Don't depend on your own wisdom. Respect the Lord and refuse to do wrong. Proverbs 3:7, New Century Version. Moving right along to warfare. That's number 6. Arise, Lord. Deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Teeth of the wicked. Psalms 3:7. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt. I will break both his arms, the good arm as well as the broken one, and make the sword fall from his hand. Ezekiel 30:21. Contend, Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and armor. Arise and come to my aid. Psalms 35:1-2. Put on all the armor that God gives so you can defend yourself against the devil's tricks. We are not fighting humans. We are fighting forces and authorities and against rulers of darkness and powers in the spiritual world. Ephesians 6:11-12, Contemporary English Version. Number seven is prayer. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamite in his working. James 5:16, Amplified Bible. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, every situation, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Philippians 4 and 6 said, With words of hatred, they surrounded me. They attacked me without cause. In return for my friendship, they accused me. But I am a man of prayer. Psalms 109:3-4. The Apostle Paul said, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. Romans 15:30. How many of you all know it's important that we pray for one another? It's important that we join each other in our struggles because we are stronger together. As for me, far be it for me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. Failing to pray is a sin. As for me, far be it for me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. That's 1 Samuel 12:23. The last verse in this category simply says, pray continually. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Number 8, brokenness. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalms 34:18. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalms 147:3. Number nine is grief. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalms 30:5. New King James. Promotion. Number 10, promotion. Not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south come promotion and lifting up. But God is the judge. He puts down one and lifts up another. Psalms 75:6-7, Amplified Bible. 11 is strength. Daniel said, How can I, your servant, talk with you, my Lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe. Again, the one who looked like a man touched me, and gave me strength. Daniel 10:17-18. I can do all things through Christ because he gives me strength. Philippians 4:13, New Century Version. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Psalms 29:11. David was desperate. His soldiers were so upset over what had happened to their sons and daughters that they were thinking about stoning David to death. But David felt the Lord giving him strength. But David felt the Lord giving him strength, and he said to the priest, Abitha, let's ask God what to do. 1 Samuel 30:6-7, Contemporary English Version. Number 12, deliverance. Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me. My glory, the one who lifts my head high. Psalms 3:2-3. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Psalms 34:19. New King James. The Lord's people, this is the same verse as another translation. The Lord's people may suffer a lot, but he will always bring them safely through. The Lord's people may suffer a lot, but he will always bring them safely through. Psalms 34:19, Contemporary English Version. Moving right along to number 13, Holy Spirit. But the Advocate, The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. John 14:26. And while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, He said, Acts 13:2. Number 14, guidance and instructions. I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way that you should go. Isaiah 48:17. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house as the sanctuary. Be strong and do the work. Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, its inner rooms, and the place of atonement. He gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord and all the surrounding rooms, for the treasures, for the treasuries, for the dedicated things. The Holy Spirit has plans, and he will share his plans with you. He is no respecter of person. He shared with David what to tell Solomon, and he will do the same for you. That's 1 Chronicles 28:10-12. All this, David said, I have in writing as a result of the Lord's hand on me, and he enabled me to understand all the details of the plan. 1 Chronicles 28:19. This is one of my favorite verses. It says, surely it is you who love the people. All the holy ones are in your hand. At your feet they bow down, and from you receive instruction. Deuteronomy 33:3. Number 15 is peace. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. That's John 14:27 from the Amplified Bible. Number 16 is obedience. If you love me, obey my commands. Just that simple. If you love the Lord, if you love him, obey his commands. That's John 14:15, New Living Translation. Obedience is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22, New Living Translation. 17 is healing. Grab a hold of this, all of you who need a healing, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, or financially. A healing is a healing. So grab a hold of it. The first scripture is, I will give back your health and heal your wounds, says the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17, New Living Translation. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26, King James Version. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Psalms 103:1-3, New King James. I will give peace, real peace, to those far and near, and I will heal them, and I will heal them, says the Lord. Isaiah 57:19, New Century Version. Moving on, number 18, love. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That's why we celebrate Christmas, because Jesus was given. Jesus was born and given. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. This is another verse that I love. It simply says, And so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. And so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. 1 John 4:16. There is no fear in love. Somebody needs to hear that. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. 1 John 4:18. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen and cannot love, whom they have seen, cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. 1 John 4:19-21. 1 John 4:19-21. 19 is pride. Pride goes before destruction. A holy spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. This is the same scripture but a different translation. Too much pride will destroy you. Proverbs 16:18, Contemporary English Version. Too much pride causes trouble. Be sensible and take advice. Proverbs 13:10, Contemporary English Version. 20 is anger. Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Ecclesiastes 7:9. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Ephesians 4:26-27. This is the same verse. Again, this is the same verse, but a different translation. Don't get so angry that you sin. Don't go to bed angry, and don't give the devil a chance. Ephesians 4:26-27, Contemporary English Version. Worry. Number 21 is worry. Don't worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need. But pray and ask God for everything, not some things, but everything you need. Always giving thanks. Philippians 4:6, New Century Version. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard thing comes up when the time comes. Matthew 6:34, Message Bible. Make up your mind right now. Somebody needs to do that. Make up your mind right now not to worry. I'll give you the words and wisdom. God says, I'll give you the words and wisdom that will reduce all your accusers to spammers and stutterers. Luke 21:24, Message Bible. Forgiveness, 22 is forgiveness. If you forgive those who sin against you, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse, if you do what? If you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Matthew 6:14-15, New Living Translation. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. Daniel 9:9. Relationships. Do not be deceived and misled. Evil companionship, communion, associations corrupt and deprive good manners and morals and character. 1 Corinthians 15:33, Amplified Bible. Marriage. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's faults because of your love. Ephesians 4:2, New Living Translation. In the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. I'm sure some husbands didn't know that, but treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. 1 Peter 3:7, New Living Translation. The last set of scriptures for tonight, 25:25, is salvation. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. That's Romans 10:9-10. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. What a precious gift before the beginning of time. 2 Timothy 1:9. The songs I played on tonight were Light of the World by Lauren Daigle and Jesus, You're Beautiful. If there's anyone on the phone desiring prayer tonight, just press 1 at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you all for joining me on tonight. It means a lot in the midst of all the shopping, preparing food. Some of you getting Christmas parties ready, but you took the time to hear the word of the Lord. And I pray that you were blessed. Once again, if anybody desires prayer, just press 1 at this time. If not, right now, we're going to go to a song. This is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Yolanda Adams. After that, we will pray and close out.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, all troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself right now. Get the tree, get the holly, get the tips, get the garland, and have a very, very Merry Christmas now. Oh,
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas to every one of you that faithfully support this ministry. I love you more than you know. Merry, Merry Christmas to everyone, each and every one of you. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those he believed, who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become the children of God. John 1:11-12. Prayer. Father God, thank you that you are keeper of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Next Monday, be sure to join me next Monday for the last message of 2014. The message is entitled, Inquiring Minds Want to Know. Jesus is, fill in the blank. Who is Jesus to you? Inquiring minds want to know. Knowing Jesus for yourself. And I think that's a good way to end 2014, talking about knowing Jesus for yourself. Anyway, have a good night, you all. I will see you next Monday. If you need me, you can always text me or call me at 865-408-8690 or email prolificfire@gmail.com. Visit the website prolificfire.com or follow me on Twitter at prolificfire and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. As I always say, God bless.